Excuse me. He is beautifully mean.
Were there any black people at this?
No.
How about in the book?
Excuse me.
And one more question.
Excuse me.
What is your favorite kind of Asian person?
Everyone should go to Jerusalem.
Do you look at your vagina in the mirror?
Excuse me.
I felt my own breasts for the first time at summer camp.
Give me a break. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hello, everyone.
Hello in the world.
How is everyone doing?
How are you?
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome to the Ronna and Beverly podcast
number two.
I wanted to call it the pea podcast. Is that cute? Like a pea pod? Like a sugar snap pea?
Sure. First, she called it the iPod.
The iPod. I got confused. I thought it was like an iPod, but it's not.
Well, you can listen to it on your iPod. Yeah.
I'm not terrific with computers, but you know what? Women of a certain age, we're learning. Forgive us, Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Forgive us.
Okay? In any event, we're thrilled to be here. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I'm assuming you can read, so you probably do.
Yeah,
we're the best-selling co-authors of.
Yep.
We'll do a little better next time.
Yeah.
A Guide to Marriage.
And Remarriage
for Jewish Singles.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's for everybody.
For
everyone. You don't have to be Jewish. You can be non-Jewish or, you know, preferably not Muslim.
Sure.
But be anything else.
Look, you can be whatever you want. All you need to do is be a person in need of advice.
Can I say what people think for 1 second? Just for 1 second about Muslims? For 1 second?
You know what?
For one,
you can say
one
it.
Minute,
I'm not
just
sure.
Just for 1 minute. Everyone,
I have the ability
everyone,
to edit this.
Everyone,
I know.
Everyone is, raises an eyebrow when the word comes up, everyone, whether they keep the eyebrow raised and they then go ahead and make a judgment or say, I don't like those people or whatever it is, that's up to everybody. But don't tell me it's not a buzzword. Muslim, buzz, Muslim, buzz, Muslim, Islam, buzz, zzz, zzz. You understand?
A buzzword doesn't necessarily mean that it pushes buttons with people, Beverly.
Well, I'm not talking about.
No.
I'm not
is.
Talking about pushing buttons. I said buzzing buttons.
No, and then you proceeded to buzz like a hand,
you
like
know
a trick handshake.
This is not a political podcast.
No,
this
it's
is not actually. What I want to talk about is POW. Our POWs.
Okay. POW. True, we do want to talk about POW.
Post Oprah world.
The post-Oprah world.
Wait
a minute. Is this, you know what? It's been quite a year in terms of losing icons.
I mean,
Elizabeth
one after the
Teal.
Dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Although flies, I'm going to be honest, never see them drop. To me, they just, you know, they look like they could live forever. Dropping like rocks being dropped by a person.
So a fly to you looks like it could live forever
until you find it dead on your
windows.
Right, but I never saw it drop.
Did you ever see one fly into a window?
Yeah, but they bounce.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is they're very resilient creatures. I don't think it's a good, it's
all
not
right.
a good
Speaking
simile.
Speaking of resiliency,
not a good simile.
Let's talk about that because I will say this. If you don't feel the depression cloud reverberating across America this week and for who knows how long after that, they say when you're grieving a relationship, what do they say it is?
Yeah.
A year for every, a month for every year you were together or a year for every month you were together. Which, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know, but when my Bijan Frise, Shayna Putnam died, I mourned for seven years after. Because she lived for 7 years. To me, it was a year for year, eye for an eye.
She only died 4.5 years ago.
Well, I'm still in mourning. Why do you think I'm always wearing a black ribbon on my bra? I put a black ribbon on my bra for Shayna Putnam.
Okay.
Even though I should be a white ribbon because Shayna Putnam was fluffy white like a cloud, cotton, like a cotton cloud. Oh, was she gorgeous. I used to take her face.
I thought that's why you always wore torn black underpants.
She was like a Bijan Frise.
Like in the jazz singer.
I would take her face and put her face in my mouth.
Okay.
I could put her whole face in my mouth.
Which is sanitary.
It was so adorable.
Excuse me.
That dog
Better for a
I,
human to be bit by a dog than a dog to be bit by a human.
You know who understands the relationship between dogs and people is Oprah Winfrey.
Back to Oprah.
She loved her animals.
Yeah.
She talked about it all the time. She is an animal lover.
She
would
sure.
probably sleep in a big giant bed made of money with two or three dogs. And Stedman would get stuck. God knows where Stedman went.
Well, Stedman made an appearance on the show.
Was that cute?
How about
that? He, to me, looks like a standard poodle, actually. Like a black standard poodle. Does he not? He's curly, tall, lean.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and condone
you
comparing Stedman to a standard poodle, but I'm also not going to dismiss it.
Yeah. I'm Oprah.
I'm Oprah,
and Ronna is Gail.
Yeah.
I'm Oprah and Ronna is Gail.
In my
mind.
All right, Beverly.
But the worst
in your
part,
mind.
The worst
you want, you, then what's today's topic? You want to be in charge of running the show if you're Oprah?
She doesn't run the show, Gail. She doesn't run the show. People tell her what to do. They do things for her. She barely does anything anymore. She doesn't.
Is that right? Well, she doesn't do. Actually, she doesn't do anything anymore because she just ended the show, Beverly.
Oh, was that just what a send off?
But I mean, women all over the country
and men,
and children and
dogs.
Whoever was watching the show, which was everybody.
Yeah, everybody
must absolutely be in mourning.
Crying.
I mean, she was an absolute national treasure. She is. We're talking about like she's dead, but she's not.
President.
What's she gonna do now?
What's she going to do?
I mean, if you're Oprah Winfrey, you can't stop helping people. Yeah. You can't.
No, she helps
so
black
how do you
people
stop?
Mostly, and she does everything for them.
I mean, she's been doing this for what, 30 years?
Do you know what's
going
to happen now that she's not in the air anymore? Gang violence is going to go up.
Excuse me?
Gang violence. You remember gang violence was like a big
issue? Excuse me.
The Bloodies.
It's still a big issue.
The Bloodies and the other ones, and they used to do like gang violence.
The Bloods and the Crips, Beverly.
Ugh, when you say it, I get a chill in my neck.
You think gang violence is going to
go up without Oprah Winfrey? Absolutely. Why, no question.
No one's watching after school. They'll have nowhere to go. They're hanging out on the corner.
Yeah, that's very, very funny, Rana. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that Oprah made a concerted effort to educate underprivileged youths who don't have those kinds of resources, and now they're all going to go back to cutting each other up.
What makes...
You understand?
First of all, if only we were so lucky that knives was still the weapon of choice.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
If only.
Yeah.
This country is a serious gun problem.
You know what this reminds me of? My kids.
Okay.
Because
you know what? We'll get to your kids in
a
second.
No, I feel overwhelmed. I feel overwhelmed. The world is about to feel overwhelmed.
You're trying to know where to get your advice from.
I don't know. How am I going to manage my own household without Oprah telling me what to do anymore?
What did you learn from Oprah
The
last 12 months about dealing with your daughters?
About dealing with my daughters?
Yeah.
I learned that we're supposed to talk to each other.
Okay. Communication.
Yeah.
You didn't know about that?
No, not before
you learned
Oprah.
Talking about the past 12 months.
Yeah.
In the past 12 months,
I have learned that my favorite things are things that I want for free on a show.
Sure. You knew that, first of all, you knew your favorite things were free long before
Oprah
came along.
And then I resent that implication, Ron. That is a stereotype. That's anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic? Yeah. I'm talking about you. You know open your purse.
Absolutely.
Open your purse.
Absolutely.
Open your purse.
Because
I want to know what's in it.
Why?
What's in your purse?
Nothing in my purse has tags on it.
I want to know at this moment
how
many mints from Kowloon you have in your purse.
I probably don't have any in there.
I want to know how many matchbooks. I want to know how many mints.
No.
And I want to know if there's a half a sandwich in there that you took from Evan's Deli.
No, there isn't because I ate it this morning. But irregardless, this
what else have you gotten there that you got for free?
Nothing. Don't give me that back. Hey, stop it.
Okay.
Give me that back.
All right. Look, I don't go into another woman's purse. I just think it's interesting that you won't
You caught me. One pair of underpants. I switched the tags on at Marshall's. But you know something? Let me explain why.
I wasn't implying that you were stealing.
I wasn't stealing. That's not stealing.
You can't afford a pair of underpants?
Why? Of course I can. It's the principle. Do you know what they're worth?
Yeah. Whatever's on the tag.
No. That is
what kind of
that's
underpants
very,
were
it's
they?
Very naive.
What kind of underpants
it's very
were
naive.
They? And how much were they originally?
I don't know. They were La Perla's. And they were in the Marshall sales bin.
La Perla?
Yeah. The Marshall sales bin because they get the brand names, you know, for less.
Yeah.
Technically. And
they put them in, design is in a different section.
The point is this particular pair of underpants, which, first of all, I'm not even going to wear because they have a teabag, which I don't wear. So I'm not
a
even
thong?
Yeah. It's all pointless because I don't wear a teabag.
So you were just getting one over on Marshall's?
No.
Why
they
did you
were getting
the
one
tag?
Over on me. They were getting one over on me. There was a Spanish speaking sales girl who was very non communicative. I said, "Do you have any of these, more of these in the back with a different price?" And she didn't understand or something or got confused. Went to get a manager.
Perfectly and said to you.
Went to get a manager. And I went and I took the tag from an appropriately priced tag and I put it where it should have been on
And
these.
So what did you take the tag from?
Another pair of underpants.
And how much were those?
$3.99. Point made.
All right. So here's what I want to talk about though. I mean, now that Oprah's gone, you've said it yourself. There is a dearth. There is a...
I didn't use that word.
No. You don't have to use this. I'm paraphrasing. What you said is there is now a dearth. There is a hole in the market.
There isn't
Who
any more
Who is going
Oprah.
To give people advice? There's
yeah.
no more Oprah. I mean, for a lot of people, Oprah's like an oracle.
Oh.
It's like the Oracle at Delphi.
Rana.
You walk up to her, you ask her a question. She tells you what to do. You do it. And now you're in a pickle because of what?
You know what? Here's what I've learned from Oprah. Listen to your own voice. And that's why I'm going to use this opportunity to tell America. And
is your voice your instinct? Is your voice your instinct or just hearing yourself talk?
Literally,
it makes you feel better.
Hearing me, myself talk makes me feel better, and that's instinctual. So what I'm saying is that—
I don't think that's
No. Let me finish for a second. Rana and I, as book authors, want to go ahead and fill the void.
Sure. So I've already received twice as many emails this week
people
as I
looking
did last
for,
week.
We,
I can
we,
only imagine it's going up.
Who knows more than us anyway? I mean, maybe Oprah.
Yeah.
But now she's gone.
Sure.
So hopefully people will flock.
Yeah. Who are we supposed to listen to? Dr. Phil. Okay.
You know what?
Okay. Maybe if you live in Arkansas, it works for you. But for the rest of us, we'd like some sound advice.
He looks like a giant penis wearing a mustache. Doesn't he?
I would like to disagree with you, but I can't.
No.
Just like the standard poodle. You've made a couple of decent points.
This is one of my gifts, is looking at men and knowing exactly what they are if they were cartoons.
Oh, yeah?
If they were animated, what they would be.
Who's another one?
Try one. Name a man.
Bill Clinton.
Pickle. With the green animated warts and all.
Bill Clinton's a pickle?
Yeah, delicious pickle, but a pickle, a fat pickle.
Why are they all phallic? One's a penis, one's a pickle.
No, they're not. One's a standard poodle. How is that like a phallus?
One's a penis, one's a pickle.
All right, pick another one. I'll prove it differently.
All right. How about, what's Obama?
Banana.
That's racist.
Why? Why?
Why is it racist to call the black president a banana?
Why?
Because it's one step from you know what.
From which?
Excuse me.
What are you trying to imply?
I'm not implying anything. That's where your mind went immediately. To banana.
You know what?
How dare you?
It's not my fault that my root of my brain goes to a primal place where I don't
so
always understand.
Disgusted right
you
now.
You know what? That's fine. You can be disgusted.
I understand you're upset
opinion.
With him over Israel, even though he didn't say anything different than he was already
challenge
saying.
Israel okay. to anything.
Okay.
He doesn't know the facts.
Okay.
Learn the facts, Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. And then we'll get back to the subject.
Okay. Gnug.
Try someone else.
Gnug.
Another man. And I'll give you an animated creature.
Yeah. What I really want to talk about is the summer. I am so excited for the summer.
I've never been more miserable looking towards any 2 month
period
in my entire life.
There is nothing quite like the summer. I go to Martha's Vineyard. I have a place on the vineyard. But Marblehead, I may as well stay. It's so gorgeous.
I want to kill myself when I look at the dark, double-barreled tubes staring down me named July and August.
Of a shotgun tube?
I was supposed to have an entire
this is
summer,
really
season of my own.
Yeah.
I built a yoga corner in my living room.
Okay.
I was supposed to sit there and get centered and think about myself.
What's entailed in a yoga corner, a yoga mat?
No, a couple of stones from my driveway.
Did you move a chair?
A couple of stones I washed from my driveway, a plant.
Did you move that Pier 1 chair you have?
Yeah, I moved it out of the corner.
That rattan, ridiculous baseball mitt looking thing.
A printout of a Buddha that I got on the internet.
Okay.
And then I taped that right on the wall. And a candle that I do not light because it's a fire hazard.
Okay.
Yankee Candle Company. It's cranberry orange. I love the way that smells.
So you have a cranberry orange candle.
Yeah, it's fragrant without lighting it. That's what I love.
And in your yoga corner, you're supposed to get centered. What else were you going to do?
I was going to sit and I was going to find myself quietly. I was going to read a couple of books. I had a bunch of books lined up that I was going to read. And I am not going to be able to do any of it because my children, Rochelle, my twin girls, Rochelle and Lainey.
Yeah.
Rochelle... It was horrible. She got fired from her internship for the summer.
Wait a minute. She already got fired from her internship?
She was going to have
What's
an internship.
What's today's
job? She was going to work in a fashion company of some kind. She was going to be like working, like getting coffee for fashion designers and assistants of fashion
In New
designers.
York City or
in
where?
In New York City. She was going to go to New York City. She was going to do like, she watches that show with Tim.
Project Runway.
And she said, that's what I want to do because she's so smart. You
she
know?
Watches
I
the fashion show or she watches Project
I think she's
Runway?
Like, I think she's like not book smart, but heart smart. Heart smart.
Well, I'm sure that's going to stand her in good stead workplace.
Yeah. So she wanted to be
it
a
It obviously did,
yeah,
Sherry.
Yeah,
got fired.
Yeah. Horrible.
What do you mean she got
was
fired?
She was
what
go
happened?
To New York. Let me. Gonna go
I
to New
thought
York.
She was living in the NYU
gonna,
dorms.
Yeah. She was going to live in the NYU
Which you can
dorms.
Do in the summer.
Yeah. She was going to do a whole thing. I was going to give her allowance so she could get her pizza pie, whatever she gets at night and has a good time, goes to disco, whatever they do. They go clubs.
Go to a disco.
Whatever clubs.
Is that what you said?
You know what?
Go to a disco.
Oh, now
do you think your daughter goes to a disco?
No, she's going to go clubbing, Rana.
Okay.
She's going to go clubbing. Okay, I know
All
what
right.
it's called. Irregardless, she got fired. Turns out she never even applied. So she's going to be back sitting on my couch.
Wait a minute. She showed up there the first day and they fired her. And by that, you mean she never had a job to begin with.
Yeah, they told her, we never got your application. Right to her face and slammed the door on her. And you know what? Now she's got some things. She's like, she's very angry. She's very upset. Mad at me because I...
What's she mad at you for?
Well, she said something like, I was supposed to know that she's supposed to apply or whatever it was. I said, I don't know how it works. They do things differently.
Don't they have a career center at that school, whatever it is
sure,
that she goes
what
to?
Do I know?
So she not only didn't apply. Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. When she said she got fired, did she expect to be able to stay in New York for the summer and hang out? Did you make her come home? I hope you said to her. I mean, maybe that. I hope you said to her. Yeah. If you don't have a job, you're coming home.
I said, if you don't have a job, you're coming home. But then she's coming home, and she still doesn't have a job. She's not getting a job. She says that she's too upset about failing in the fashion industry. She needs to reconsider all of her options. So she's going to stay at my house. It's not the worst part, Lainey.
What?
Lainey.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Lainey is nervous. My other daughter, they're fraternal twins, which means they're not identical. And you can tell by looking at them.
Thank you for clarifying.
You can tell by looking at them because Lainey's heavy. She was in Israel trying to find herself the past couple of years. She's been trying to do all kinds of things. Conservadox, whatever the hell.
Trying to find herself. Still hasn't found a mate.
Guess what? She's coming home because of the Arab Spring.
Oh, come on.
She's nervous. Not to mention I'm nervous myself, but
I will say this. They were spilling over the borders. Nobody expected that.
Yeah, well, sure. The Arabs are running from each other. They can't. What? The buzzword.
But she's in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, but she's terrified. And I said, you know what? I'm terrified. Come home, but don't stay in my house. But she heard was,
so where's their father? Why can't they stay with their father?
Oh, please. You want to get into this discussion with me? Really? You want to get it open?
Well, why this if they're so angry at you and they can't stand you, why don't they go stay with him?
That's not fair, Rana. That's not fair.
Well, I know he's got cats and Lainey's allergic to cats. But I mean, excuse me. If he cared about his daughters, would he keep the cats or would he get rid of the cats?
Rana, I have come to...
Which is it? He's chosen the cats.
Why don't we talk about Jordan for 5 seconds?
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
What's he doing with his summer that he's so good at summer?
He's terrific. For August, he's going to Europe. He's going to France. And he's doing a cycling tour in France, which is terrific.
What do you mean cycling? What do you mean cycling?
He's doing like a cycling tour.
For the testicle man?
With Livestrong. Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah, he's doing a thing. What they do 50 miles or 100 miles a day, whatever it is, I don't know. They get it sponsored. They raise money for Livestrong, and they stop at a couple of vineyards along the way.
For the record, it does not surprise me that Jordan would be pursuing testicles this summer.
Excuse me? Pursuing testicles? Are you trying to say he's trying to donate to the cause to... stamp out testicular cancer? Yes, he is. And that's a very worthy cause. And excuse me, they don't only do testicular cancer. He also had brain cancer, Lance Armstrong.
He likes man parts sometimes. Irregardless, the more important topic...
It should surprise you that a man wants to keep his own testicles. That should surprise you.
The most important part of...
God willing, I get a grandchild.
Someone who knows
point.
About man parts.
Yeah. And well, let's talk to our...
Let's talk to someone with testicles.
We were very lucky.
Yeah.
We love this guy. Every time we're in Los Angeles, we're in New York, this guy does our show.
Yeah.
He's like Terry Guy. Yeah. Terry Guy used to show up at Letterman every 5 minutes.
Incidentally, he's less successful every time we visit with him.
Possibly true. Depends on how you define success. He has been married since the last time we saw him.
Yep.
And, you know, personal happiness, he's off the charts. Financially, I don't know what's going on. We'll find out. In any event, he's an incredibly talented comedian. He has his own podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk now. Ladies and gentlemen, like I'm on a stage. We're going to talk to Paul F. Tompkins. Okay. We are here in my well-appointed home, I will say.
It's very clean.
Yeah. As you know, if you've been
and there's a
for
dirty person
any
here.
Of time.
A dirty person walked
we're
right
here
in the
with
door.
A filthy comedian.
They are filthy because they. You know why? You know why they're dirty? You know why? I said it's not an observation.
It's not an insult.
You're on the road.
Sure,
that's what you do for a living. You crawl around
with like
from
a rollaway
because
you
town.
Don't want to miss your plane. You're going from one to the
and
next.
And you pick up a germ in every place, and you drop it in a new place and pick up a new germ. Yeah. Am I correct?
Oh. I thought at first you said I pick up a germ in every place.
I certainly hope not. I prefer a germ.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's true that it's there's a you Who encounter you? A lot yeah. of. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
maybe you could introduce yourself. Maybe in some parts of the country, people know exactly who you are just from the sound of your voice. But in Marblehead, we're going to need a little more information.
No, I understand. Is this podcast going to be exclusively downloadable in Marblehead?
We don't know. Yes, we don't know who's listening. You know, we know Barbara Eschelbach is listening. Oh. We know Barbara Sidman's listening. Yeah. We know Judy Pearl is listening. Yeah. But beyond that, probably you and your wife, and I don't know who else. Yeah.
Well, to all those ladies and more, I would like to say my name is Paul F. Tompkins. I am a stand-up comedian. That
Paul
is correct.
Paul F.
Tompkins. No, I'm sorry.
So the F is silent.
Well, not the
no,
way you
it's
say
not
it,
so much
it,
silent. It's that it's
just middle initial.
It's middle initial.
John F. You Kennedy, not John F. Kennedy.
No, I'm not saying I don't understand how it's done. What I'm saying is that I want to know who is Paul Tompkins. Who's Paul
why
Tompkins?
The F?
Oh, that's also me.
Then why? Yeah. Why?
I've just always used it since I was a kid. I've always used it.
Wait,
since
a,
you
minute.
Were a child? Wait a minute. Yeah.
What child
Wait a minute.
Wants the
Wait
F?
Wait a minute.
You know, because the F is for the F word. And
Wait,
I'm sure
so you
took you a
were,
lot of grief.
What do you
Maybe
mean?
That's why.
What do you mean? Since you were saying? A child, you've used it.
I've always used it. When I was in school, I would write. That was how I would write my name, Paul F. Tompkins.
You were a weird kid.
I was actually.
People were
yeah,
not
I was a little
nice
bit of a
fat kid.
Some. No, that
Chunky.
I was not until
husky.
I would
you used
say,
to say husky.
eighth grade and freshman year of high school. I was a little chubby.
And then what happened? You
and
grew,
then I grew.
You had a growth spurt.
Exactly. That's exactly
And then you
right.
had gastric bypass when?
No, I did not.
Yes,
have,
you did.
I did not.
No,
Why
because,
are you saying that to me?
Because you were much, much heavier the last time I saw you.
That's true.
Much heavier.
Oh, that's the last time you saw me.
Well, I saw you on YouTube.
In New York. I did put on some weight in New York. That's
Remember
true.
Remember, we saw you in New York.
Like, yes,
you
that's
were
true.
Going to propose to
that's
your
correct.
Then girlfriend. Now
you were
wife.
Gigantic.
Right.
You had two extra panels.
And I said to Beverly, I distinctly saying, "Remember saying to Beverly backstage,
what is wrong?
I
with
hope
him?
She really loves him.
Yeah,
because I was so morbidly obese. Wow,
you were like a Santa Claus, but
well,
younger.
Because you know you're wow. very cute, but you're not the sort of person that should carry too much weight." Because it's the dividing yeah. line.
I'm no Oliver
how
Platt,
handsome you
is
are.
What you're saying.
No, you right. know, you know, Alfred Molina.
Yes,
you know
of course.
Alfred Molina.
I do.
Oliver.
Which, in his case, if he was too skinny, he would look. He'd be terrifying.
Like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, but with a little bit of weight on him,
sure.
you know, he's a little bit more accessible.
You know yeah. why I yeah. feel sorry
for you,
for
not
Oliver Platt.
The opposite.
Why do you feel sorry for Oliver Platt?
Because that's a hard life with that last name. People make fun of you.
Platt.
Well, if you're fat.
Oh, that's a good point.
You understand?
That is a good point.
Irregardless, Paul, are you one of those people that are always, people are always saying, you look like, have you lost weight? Are you that person?
I get that.
Because I'll tell you why.
I get that a fair
You're
amount of times.
You're fat in people's head.
Hmm.
Okay. In people's head, people think
Do
Paul,
people
fat.
Remember you as heavier than
yeah.
you are?
And then they see you and they think, oh, terrific.
Well, I hadn't thought to ask people, but I guess... I feel like you're telling me that's
you have a
what
fat person
people are
I'm
thinking.
Not telling you that. I'm telling you I remember you as heavy,
right.
but I can see that you're not anymore. Whether
well,
or not I remember you as heavy all the time. I
no,
mean, you've said you've lost weight.
I will say this. The last time we saw each other actually was yeah. in Los Angeles.
Oh,
I don't
yes,
Los
yeah, because
Angeles.
Oh, that's
that,
right.
That was
you
after
were married.
I proposed to my then-girlfriend, now-wife.
Were you married when we saw you the last time? You weren't.
No,
you were
we were engaged.
Married.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you yeah. came back to LA.
Yes.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Now, this is what they tell me. Tell me if this is true. Mm. People, they move from wherever mm-hmm. to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's a very outdoorsy
it's a dream,
sort of a
dream factory.
You know,
yes.
climate.
Yeah.
Factory.
Yeah. And it's also a dream factory. Yeah. That's true. Both things are true.
A lot
true.
Of snakes. That kind of
thing.
Yes,
find that
there's
you're
a fair amount of snakes.
Exercising more, that you have a better color, that you're yeah. generally healthier in
yeah,
Los
sure.
Angeles.
I
yeah.
do. It is far easier to...
Though in New York, you walk more.
Yeah, but you walk mm-hmm. in and out of restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're walking to mm-hmm. get mm-hmm. morbidly mm-hmm. you're walking to get mm-hmm. uncomfortably
yeah.
full.
Yeah.
And then walking yeah. to get
yeah.
blind drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So you're walking just enough that there's more space in your stomach to fill it with whatever's next.
Yes.
Where
and
did
then
you
once a year you go look at leaves.
You yeah. did gastric at Cedars or Beth Israel?
I did not. You must believe me. I
because
did not
I want to
do...
know where the better care is. And not because I need it, because I am very, very, I'm in terrific shape. I'm like a bread person from in one
no,
area.
You look
but
terrific.
Everywhere else I look, you know, I've
you
got
look
beautiful
terrific.
Legs.
Did you say a bread person?
Sure.
Yeah. She
okay.
carries it in the middle.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, we're
shtetl. The old bread baskets.
No. Like challah. Don't tell me you've never heard of a challah.
I have, of
You're
course I have.
So, you know something? I find a lot of your comedy very anti-Semitic, and I don't...
Why is that?
It just is. You know who I love? Jerry Seinfeld.
Ugh.
Is he the funniest.
No,
he's a funny comedian.
He's actually not.
Oh,
he's actually the luckiest guy that ever lived. If you want my opinion,
why? Now, why do you say that?
Now, I loved the show. I thought he was terrific on the show. But they wrote to him. I mean, they like wrote to his character
based on his style of humor.
Sure.
Yes. Oh.
But I mean, where does it begin? Where does it end? Because before that, nobody ever heard of him. Then Larry David, who's absolutely terrific,
he's fun
got involved.
Too. He's fun, too.
He
and
said,
Jeff Garland.
Guess what?
Fat.
I'll write down
also
a couple
fat.
Of things. We'll see if it works. Excuse me. Yeah. 8 seasons later, I think it worked.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But Jerry was like, you know, they were in my opinion, they were working around Jerry.
Yeah.
Wow. So you don't care for his solo stand-up.
No. Who's your inspiration?
2 minutes
who's
in the beginning, that 2 minutes in the end. Who cares?
Who's the meaning? Ba-ba-ba-ba. Who's your inspiration?
I would...
Who?
Were you doing the Chicago song?
They don't sing that.
Yeah.
I when I was a kid, I really liked Steve Martin a lot.
Oh, I thought he was bizarre.
Everybody says that.
That's what I liked.
Everybody
about him.
Says
he was very
that.
Silly, and that appealed to
it
me
was
as a
so
child.
Bizarre.
Everybody says.
But
did you ever meet Steve Martin?
No, I never have.
You know, he gives out a card. He gives out a like a business
I've heard
card.
About this,
it says
yes.
You've had a personal encounter with Steve Martin.
I've heard about
because he can't
jerk.
Be bothered to sign an autograph.
What a jerk! Yeah, with the arrow.
Pardon me.
Head.
I'm pretty certain you could get an autograph out of Steve Martin these days.
What a jerk! Yeah.
Why do you feel like he's?
I think
hard times.
I think his. Star has waned a bit. I
oh, is
say
that so?
Yeah. So who else?
Like, it's had a nice long run, though.
Yeah. Well,
you gotta admit.
When did it? What, in your opinion, when did it end? Shop Girl.
No, I haven't said this.
What do you,
this
now,
is your
what,
theory.
You, so now
you said he had a run.
I'm saying your opinion.
And so you're what, like an Arsenio Hall person?
I don't know if I'd say.
That. You like black comedy?
I like some black comedy.
Not
yes.
Me. I mean,
have
I liked,
you ever
I think
performed at the Apollo?
They should stick to singing.
I have not.
Why do you think that is?
I don't think it would be worth the trip. I have a feeling the Sandman would be on stage more than I would.
Mr. Sandman, bing, bing,
or
bing,
Sinbad.
Bing, 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 bing,
or Sinbad.
Yeah, he's terrific.
I don't think he's been there in a while.
No. Didn't he host? Did he host?
I believe he hosted
for
a while.
In like the '80s or the '90s or something.
Yeah. They've gone through many, many hosts.
Incarnations.
Are you on TV anymore?
What's
because
the
you
biggest
were,
crowd?
Now they want you or something?
Yeah, what's the biggest venue you ever played?
Which should I – let me address first, Beverly. I have I've been doing a lot of guest starring work on television
on like what? Cop show? Like SVU and
stuff? No dramas. Yeah. Nobody ever puts me in any dramas.
So like what? Huh. What? Nobody's watching any – on what?
Sitcoms and
like
things
what?
Like
what?
That. Community
what?
And Raising Hope and – you know, things
what
like
were
that.
You, what were
I'll
you?
Be on Curb Your Enthusiasm this summer.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting.
Now
what,
I'm
you, what did you do on that?
I play Larry's I play Larry's lawyer
Hitler,
on the show.
Hitler.
Oh,
Hitler.
I do not play Hitler on the show. No.
You look like Hitler.
I don't think I
only because they didn't think
I don't
of
think
it.
I look like Hitler. I almost think that's an insulting thing to
no,
say
no, no,
to someone.
No, 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 no,
I mean,
no,
I would
no?
never, I don't condone saying that to a person, but I'm looking at you and I'm thinking a little, a swoop of Vitalis and a razor in the right places. And I mean, you could pull it off.
Well, it's because I have a mustache?
Set similarly to
can you do
eyes.
A German accent?
Oh, I don't think you should ever tell someone
can
that.
Can you say, Beverly, sit in a German accent?
Do you want me to say that?
I didn't think I wanted it.
Beverly, sit.
That's not German.
As if you are.
Ja, da. Ja, da. Da, 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 da.
Da is Russian.
Da, 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 da.
Fool.
Hmm?
Russian. Oh. That's Russian.
Okay, Rana, I think, no, it's not.
Yeah.
So you want anything that anybody watches?
Sorry?
And does anybody care? I mean, what are you
so
doing? How are you making
it? You're Larry's lawyer. And I mean, go ahead and spoil it for us. What happens?
Oh, I'm not. Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I don't want to get in trouble.
You're not allowed
with anyone
to say anything.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything.
You don't know if they're going to cut you out.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, you could have told everybody, all the Barbers are listening, that you're going to be on Curb. We'll be waiting. We'll all be waiting. We'll turn it on. He'll say, this is the one I'm on six, or whatever it is, episode
is
six.
Is that fun?
And we'll watch it, and we'll be sitting there the whole time and say, did I forget to put, do I have to get my prescription checked?
Yeah.
Because you're not there.
Yeah.
I can only imagine
so
how your family
you
must feel
on?
When something like that happens.
I'm not going to be playing a Hitler on
you're
anything.
You're not playing Hitler.
No, I have no immediate plans to play Hitler
okay,
on anything.
What
well,
else? What
after
else?
This,
but,
what
you
else?
Know, it's who knows what happens.
What were
in
you on
life.
Community and Raising? Because Chevy Chase is on Community.
He is. I did not meet Mr. Chase.
You didn't?
We did not share any scenes together.
That's too bad.
Well, which scenes were you in?
Yeah,
with the Arab man?
With the I believe he is of Pakistani descent.
No, he's not.
Danny Pudi. No,
I don't think so.
He's not Arab. I know that.
Yeah.
I had scenes with him where I played a guy who was trying to pick him up in a bar.
Excuse me.
Were you playing a gay person?
I was indeed. Yes,
rewind.
I was.
Press play. Pardon me.
You can do everything. You have a range.
Wait. So you're bisexual?
No. This was acting.
Well,
right,
I mean, what does that mean?
Acting.
Why were you comfortable doing
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, why did they give it to you? Because you have an inclination, yeah?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's how they always have to cast things.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
Think.
Because they, well, no? Yeah.
And meanwhile, they're screaming in the aisles if a black person doesn't get cast as a black person.
Right.
But then they're willing for a gay male actor
that's right.
to get a legitimate role must be incredibly difficult. Not only do they have that Pakistani playing an Arab on that show,
right.
you're telling me they have a straight man playing a gay man
you
on that show.
You disgust me. Oh. Because you're robbing people of jobs.
This has accelerated.
Okay, we're back. Okay. So I'm sorry. I apologize for the abrupt interrupt. We
that's
had to
right.
take five there. You and Beverly got a little heated.
I was told... Now that I've taken my lorazepam, which is generic for Ativan,
yeah,
and then I took my generic for my Xanax and my Vicodin,
sure,
that I was out of line in accusing Paul of robbing the gay community of their employment, even though he's so not gay, he doesn't even like gay people. And I feel that I must retract.
Is
that
right? Paul, is that what you
said?
No, that is not right. That is not right.
Why don't we move on to another topic?
I like that idea. I wish that we would, yes.
Okay.
So what are you? Have you ever been in a movie?
Yes.
It's not an entirely new topic.
What?
I mean, we were talking about
Fine.
Him
what
being
do you want
on
to talk
television
about?
Before.
You're in a That's successful true. Relationship.
Yeah, but at least what I want to talk
we're
about.
We're not talking about
You've
me stealing
married.
Jobs from people anymore.
Well, we might be in a minute. We're going to find out if there's
That's
more
true.
Of them. But more let's talk about stealing hats, okay? We're relationship experts.
True.
You've been married for, what, a year?
Yeah, a little past a year now.
When was your anniversary?
April 24th.
Terrific.
It's a good day.
And
it's a good day.
What do you think? 1 year of marriage, you have it under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you're looking forward to the rest of them.
Yes,
Second
I am.
Second of all, what's the secret?
As cliched as it sounds, I think the secret is communication.
When you touch yourself, do you think about other people or is you still in the newlywed phase?
That's a very personal question.
Hmm?
It's a very personal question.
Which part of it?
I don't think there's a part of it that's not personal.
The listeners at home can't see this, so interpret. Maybe they can hear it. They can't interpret it correctly. But Beverly,
yeah,
your feelings were hurt, weren't they? When we told you to slow down and not talk to Paul,
no.
Who's a guy. I mean,
I'm fine, Rana.
I'm getting a little bit of a vibe from you.
Are all men date rapists or just people like you? Oof. Do you have to take advantage of your wife for her to make love to you? And I'm only asking because you don't seem like the kind of person who has that warm, cuddly, affectionate aura that I noticed when I came in here. And now you seem to me, I look at you and what do I see? I see a hatchet for a head.
You seem very angry at me.
I am angry at you.
I would like.
I think you're a race. You prefer one race to another. I think you judge people based on their color or their creeds.
Okay, you know what?
On their creeds. What creeds are your favorite? Which creeds do you like?
I've never been entirely clear on what that is.
I know what they are. I prefer Vietnamese.
What creed?
Out of all of
creed?
The Asian creeds, I prefer Vietnamese. I know where I stand on things. You seem like a soft-hearted person. You don't stand for anything, Paul.
Oh.
You don't stand for anything.
So only a hard-hearted person knows where they stand on issues?
No, Rana, that is the opposite. The opposite is opposite day from what I'm saying.
Beverly, can I say I feel badly that obviously I have done something that has led us to this place, which I
you've actually done nothing. I mean, it's nice of you to apologize in order to make this go a little better.
You know what? Apology accepted.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I hope we can continue as friends.
Yeah. Apology. Well, you know what? I hate to say it. I think you just made your point. I asked you what the secret was to a successful relationship, successful marriage. You said communication. I said to myself, here we go. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, they always give you a stock answer.
Right.
But then you just did a beautiful job of doing what every husband should do. Which is whether they're responsible for an argument or they're not. They take responsibility.
That's right.
They talk it out with the wife and they move on. Because guess what? Men don't care. They don't. Women care. Men don't care.
Can I ask you a question?
Women yes. stew.
When you have a baby, are you going to feel uncomfortable kissing its tush?
I don't think that we're going to have any babies. But
what?
My wife and I. That's what we're talking about, right?
Something.
Or you meant if I just father some children.
You laugh. Excuse me. Look at what's his name? The governor.
Oh, our governor,
yeah.
Our former governor.
Doesn't matter
yes.
where you put it. Are you kidding?
I got to say, I'm surprised. No, I'm not. I don't.
You surprised he doesn't like to wear a condom?
He's Austrian.
He's Austrian. He thought maybe his foreskin would protect him from all of this. Well, Are you kidding?
Can you imagine the size of Arnold Schwarzenegger's foreskin? It must be like an umbrella.
It's probably not very big even.
No, if you stretched it out, it would probably be like a big piece of salami from like the fat Hebrew National when they cut it very thin at the deli counter.
We may never know. I guess it seemed like the word was out that this guy was kind of a creep and a womanizer for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that anybody married him in the first place.
Well, they've been married 25 years. I mean, she married him, you know, when she still was young and the bloom wasn't off the rose yet.
But didn't
anybody
tell her, like, hey, this guy, this is bad news?
I think she knew exactly what was going on. But, I mean, come on. Her uncle was John Kennedy. So she's no stranger to a liaison. They're a little more open-minded, maybe. But he was always known to be very handsy, Arnold. But this is really pushing. I mean, this woman was working in her house. Maria was the woman of the household. This woman was working in Maria's house under her for 20 years. For 20 years. This 10 of those years, this woman was looking at Maria thinking, I know something you don't know. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about that?
I bet he does it like a jackhammer. You know what I mean? Like
I think I know what you mean.
Like hard and thick and, you know.
Oh, then I think I definitely got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Eastern European.
You understand?
Yes, I do. I do.
Intercourse?
Sure. Yeah.
I think I'm putting up what you were laying down.
You meant passing a veto in the California Senate.
No pets, nothing. You have nothing to love in this house except in your house except each other. That's what you're going to do with your wife.
Good luck. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, you know.
What about when that runs out?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to eat the same thing for dinner every night too?
Oh, but I could. I'm very much a creature of habit.
Is that right?
I could eat the same thing for dinner every single
night. And what would that be? What's your death row meal?
I got to say, you can't go wrong with spaghetti and meatballs.
Well, you can if the wrong person makes them.
That's true. I'm assuming that my death row meal, I'll get somebody good.
Are you Italian?
I'm half Italian on my mother's side, yes.
You're kidding.
Is that right? Your mother's Italian?
She was Italian.
Hmm?
Well, I mean.
And you are now, what's the other half?
Her family's Italian.
Yes,
the other half?
Irish.
Ugh. Italian-Irish. Yeah. It's like Boston. I mean, you're from where? Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Fall off the trees in Boston. It's not
same
very
thing.
Interesting to me.
No, it's the same thing. Yeah. So, your wife, is your wife Italian?
No, she is half Irish and half Lebanese.
Oh.
Okay.
That seemed to be
I thought we were
going to
get through this interview without discussing the Middle East, but I guess we're not.
Where does she stand on everything? You know what I mean?
Where does she stand on
How many
everything?
Generations in are we with her?
You know what I mean? Well,
they've been here a while, her family.
What's a while? 1942? They left in 1942 because they were so mad about it.
It might have been somewhere around there.
You mean 1948, Beverly?
No, 1942.
Are you talking about the birth of the State of Israel?
Yes, in 1942.
Or are you talking about the end of the Second World War?
I'm talking about the birth of the State of Jerusalem.
1948.
Okay, I'm gonna have to Google it.
Okay, or you can.
I mean, yeah, because
it's 1776 for the United States. Just so you know,
I'm gonna.
You can Google
start
that
there.
Too.
Okay,
that's
Rana.
The beginning
okay,
of the timeline.
There are some things that affects.
Did you say Libyan or Lebanese? Which one did you say?
Lebanese.
They're both horrible, but I didn't know.
Lebanese is worse. It's right on the border.
But I don't like that. Is she like
so they're arguably to- more responsible. Is she a Christian or is she a Muslim?
What is she?
They were Christians.
Because they have a lot of I mean, Lebanon, though. I mean, to be fair, before all of this mishigas took place, what, 40, 50 years ago?
Mm. 60,
not even. Let's say
ago.
Let's say 30 years ago. It was like Paris.
The Paris of the Middle East, they called
Beirut.
It. Yes, that's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Beirut,
very
yeah.
cultural. They have that wonderful university. I mean, I would argue it was like that until there was that horrible embassy bombing, the U.S. Embassy bombing.
Does she wear burqa?
She does not. She's American.
Would you prefer if she wore burqa?
No.
Would that make you more comfortable with her knowing it? Like, you have spaghetti and meatballs every night and she wears a burqa.
No.
Why doesn't everyone just do what they're supposed to do?
I feel like tensions are rising again.
You know what my problem with you is?
Yes.
That you sit around here and point fingers at other people and then don't claim responsibility for your part in the whole problem. And it's people like you, Paul, who have power and influence over young people who are listening. You have a power ball in your hand and you're shoving it up your tush. You know what I mean?
Power ball.
You're taking your power ball and you're sitting on it.
I think she's trying to say you're thumbing your nose
at the responsibility that you have.
On the other hand,
are young people listening? Are they reading the newspaper? No. They're tweeting and they're playing farms and they're not paying attention. But you, people are listening to your podcast like young dummies, and you could be sitting here saying, pay attention. But no, you don't.
Well, now, have you heard my podcast?
Never. I would never listen
because
to
that's
that.
Exactly what I'm saying on my
what
podcast.
What are you saying
I'm
on
telling
your
people
podcast.
To pay attention.
Yeah, to your podcast.
I'm saying read the newspaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying don't sit on Powerballs, and please pay attention.
Now, how long have you been doing this podcast? You've got a million. You're like an octopus. You've got your tentacles and everything.
I suppose so.
An octopi, Rana.
That's several octopuses,
right?
First of all. And I think it's octopuses.
Octopi.
In any event.
Octopussy.
Did you see that movie?
No, my favorite
I still
James
can't
Bond.
Believe they called it that.
I can't believe they called it that either. I can't believe they got away with that.
Roger.
He was your favorite Moore. James Bond.
100%
absolutely.
The best
absolutely.
One.
Yours too?
Absolutely.
Really?
No
now, what
question.
Is it? May I ask you, what is had, it about he, Roger Moore?
Because he looked like an English James Garner.
Oh, sure. I could see that.
Yeah.
He had class. The rest of them didn't. Sean Connery, I mean, he was the muscle, but he didn't have class.
Not in
the
same way.
You know what's wrong? People don't even know. Roger Moore mm-hmm. anymore. Why don't you get on your radio and mm-hmm. tell everybody about Roger Moore?
This
do
is what
something
I,
for
this
the
is
world.
What I do in my podcast is I talk about Roger Moore a lot.
Okay, fair enough.
So you're going to listen?
Well, I mean, he's telling me now, so I'm not going to go listen again. Come on.
So you're like a Mulsey hyphenate.
I do a lot of things.
But you have your fingers in a lot of pots.
I do.
So you're doing the podcast. What yeah, about so, TV? You had a TV show.
I did have a TV show.
Yeah, nobody watched it, though.
No, nobody did.
What happened?
That was the problem. Nobody watched it.
The
and
execution.
Went off the air.
It was the execution?
I don't think that it was the execution
no?
necessarily.
What could it have been?
I remain proud
Do you
of
know
that
John
show.
Stewart?
I don't know. I've
Why
met him a few times,
like
but I don't
John
know.
Was he nice?
He's
always
talented.
Been nice to me. Every time I've met him, yeah, he's always
nice
been nice
to you.
Me.
Has he ever had you on the show?
No.
Well, then he doesn't
So not
like
so
him.
Nice.
No.
I mean, nice
well,
enough.
He's not a fan.
But, I, you know,
nice
you can be nice to a lot of people. You can't put everybody
one?
In your show.
What about the other one?
Well, you can
Which
put
one?
Who on
one
you want to put
who
on.
Does the show,
I mean, we're having you on.
That's yeah. true.
You can put on who you want to have on.
That's true.
And if
That's
you're him,
true.
You can really put on who you want to have on.
I imagine he knows a lot of people, and also I'm not the
are
most...
You, I don't think that's... I mean, I turn on that show. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, it's someone who wrote some book that's going to sell 10,000 copies.
Well, I haven't read. I haven't written a book.
No,
so maybe
but
that's
I mean, what
the,
I'm saying is
key.
It's like watching
doing?
Letterman. They're just stacking the deck. They've got nobody filler.
How long are you going to do this? I mean, are you going to move on and do something? Come on.
Like
Like enough of the, you know what I mean? It's like a split, like build a pie. Don't just eat a bunch of pieces of the pie. You understand? Build one pie.
I don't quite understand.
Make your pie.
Right.
Stand on your pie and reach for something on another shelf.
I feel
Do
like
you
I'm,
understand?
I'm moving further away from understanding
no.
than closer
Get
to.
Get your pie.
Yes.
Put your pie on the table.
Okay.
Get
she wants
chair,
to know what your goals are.
Climb on top of the pie and figure out what
if
your
you
topping is
If you could do
is
anything, Paul.
Do you, yes.
If you could do anything. Mm-hmm. If you could have
What's
anything you wanted
scenario?
Out of this business.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would it be?
What do you want?
I would love to have another weekly television show.
Okay, well, that's pretty vague.
That.
I mean, most TV
show?
Shows run weekly. What
like,
sort like, of a show?
I would love to have a weekly comedy
like a magazine
show, either
variety.
Either a sort of like a Daily Show type of thing or
so
a
you,
Colbert Report, that kind
oh,
of thing.
Oh, like a strip show, they call it, right?
No, yes, but I ideally, I will tell you this. I would have a variety show.
Okay.
I would have
You'd
a weekly
Merv
variety
Griffin.
Show.
Like You'd
Marie.
Be Merv Griffin.
Like Don, more like Donna Marie, actually,
uh-huh.
which I grew up watching.
Sure.
Uh-huh. You know, music and comedy.
So
and,
why aren't
you know.
Do, I mean, why not?
Well, nobody seems to want me to do that on television.
You've asked around?
Yes, I have. I have asked around.
Okay.
I mean, are what? You calling the right people?
Yeah, do you have an
it's
agent?
Been a
have
while.
You
written a, like
you
a strong
agent?
Letter to anyone?
You need an agent.
I do have an agent. I do mm-hmm. have an agent.
Is anyone calling on your behalf? I
yes.
Mean, are you doing it all yourself?
We've done that. It might be time. I think enough people have been replaced that it might be time to start doing that again.
Oh, is it cyclical?
It's cyclical, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
I
wait
pitch
till
the
jerks get
you,
fired,
and everybody
you,
forgets
pitch
who you
the
are,
new
and then they discover
exactly.
you, and they say, "Oh, we have
That's
this brand
exactly
new
right.
comic. He's 140 years old. His name is Paul F. Tompkins."
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
We're going to give him a show.
Yeah,
that's a good
does,
plan.
He does
Paul.
This old
and
comedian
then your
character.
Show,
they'll say,
and then your show doesn't do well, and then those people get fired.
Let's
and then
hope
you
so.
Have to again to the people that are there.
Let's hope so. But yeah. in the meantime, I've made a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Oh, is that good?
Well, that's, I mean,
right. do you
I
have
think
a
you could dream a little bigger.
Else?
It's a
I
nice dream.
I do not have
dream,
a degree
but,
in anything, no.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, it was wonderful of you to come by. We'll say
thank
that.
You for that. I've never been to Marblehead before. It's beautiful. It's
birthplace of the American Navy.
Your yeah. home is beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's yeah. very white.
Well, shades of vanilla.
It's yeah. yeah it's,
I mean, you can discern the tones, can't you?
I can discern the tones. Well,
champagne, because
there's a lot
cream,
of lot of natural
true
light.
White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can see everything really well in here.
Oh, good.
Next yeah. time you are in town, you will come to my house.
Okay.
Which is full of color and stains, and there's a shag carpet of rainbow. And I do it because I have a lot of children in the neighborhood. I like sure. for them to come over, find a place to play.
Absolutely.
You understand? And I have a dog. I have one dog that's real, and then I have my stuffed sheepdog in the middle of the living room.
Okay.
That looks like it's been passed out from partying too
hard. Okay.
Is that hysterical?
You mean stuffed as in taxidermy? Well,
No.
Oh. Wait.
No.
Okay. Fine. Is this What's wrong this with you? Is going to come up every time
Some
we talk
do
to
that.
Somebody?
I'm trying to get people to come to my home, Rana. I don't know how
And
you
think
do,
Roger is an enticement?
Well, his name is Roger. Is that hysterical?
That's
and
the
I do
fake
a voice.
Sheepdog?
I do a voice for him. Okay. I do a voice for him. You want to hear it?
Sure.
You want to do it? Bark. Come in. Bark. Come in. Bark. Come in. Bark. Don't step on me. Don't step on me. Bark. Bark. Is that fun?
It's fun.
Roger is a stuffed sheepdog.
Correct.
He's about 3.5 feet long.
Yeah.
He sits passed out in yeah. front of a dog bowl.
Yeah. With a,
and
with a,
in
with
his
a, with
dog
a plastic
bowl is
martini glass turned upside down with like fake plastic green apple teeny in the middle of the bowl. Like he's been drinking too hard.
I see.
Is there that hysterical?
There is a ghost spilling a martini, an
know,
apple
it's,
teeny
it's
into
like
his
I'm
bowl.
Oh, is it one of the, funny? Is it not,
yeah,
see,
like spilled
I'm
milk.
Funny. I'm
know?
Funny.
Like,
I do what you do. I do what you do, comedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is it a realistic looking stuffed dog?
No,
or is it? It's like a plush toy.
I don't want people to think that I murdered an animal.
The martini is very realistic.
I thought the idea was that he looked like he was asleep, not that he looked like
no, he
was murdered.
Well, he's a sheepdog. You can never tell whether they're awake or asleep anyway.
I wish you luck in whatever it is that you think you're going to make out of this.
And good luck on your marriage.
Thank you.
Mazel tov on the marriage.
Thank you very much.
Keep
and
it in
I,
your pants.
And I hope, honestly, I do hope, I mean, it's a very tough business, but I hope you're keeping a wonderful perspective at home and keeping the marriage like a touchstone in your life. It's very important.
Yes, it is.
It should be the central thing in your life.
It's a place of solace for sure.
Wonderful. You don't give up on the baby. You can still have one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe he can't. Maybe he can't afford money. Anyway, he'll get the show.
Underpants.
It'll last 6 months. He'll
wrong
have
with
the
his
baby.
Underpants.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her? Underpants.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming, Paul.
Just
Thank
kidding.
You, ladies. It's always a pleasure.
Been a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is he terrific or what?
He's. Wait a minute. I mean, is he an original?
I mean, there's, you know what? There's like originals and then there's original
Absolutely.
Originals.
He's a totally original comedian.
He's a
voice.
Triple original. Triple yeah. original.
No, I mean, who's like him?
No one.
Nobody.
Richard Pryor.
And he was...
Other than Richard Pryor, I don't see any similarities.
You know what? That's not another standard poodle, but that's not a bad comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Pryor was fantastic.
Well, you know, Rana, while we were thinking about everything and while we were talking to Paul for Tompkins and all of that, I thought of a solution to the whole summer quagmire.
To whose summer quagmire?
Mine and yours. Because if I'm unhappy, happy wife, happy life, except that we're friends. So happy friend, happy, happy end. You understand? My point is, I thought maybe, if it's all right with you, I'm proposing, not marriage, but
you
I'm
know, why,
proposing.
Why did this whole thing go pear-shaped? Why are you, what is this? Why are you making compare? What is it you want?
A custody arrangement with my daughters.
Between who and who? Your husband and you?
No. That's
custody.
Where the fun part is.
They're 20 years old.
Yeah.
Custody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they require a lot of care and they're very
they're
angry.
Adults. They're adults. Technically, they're required by law to
babies.
Take care of themselves.
Yeah, they're my babies. Yeah. They're my babies. I thought you could take one, I'll take the other, and then we swap and you take both. And then what I'll do is maybe if they could stay in your house while you're in the vineyard, hear me out, you get free house watching.
Whoa.
And then
they would stay in my house while I'm on the vineyard?
Yeah. Yeah. Not together. One of them wouldn't be there the whole time because one of them is more active.
Your daughters would stay in my house.
One of them's a walker. She takes a walk around the block every day. The other one sits. She's a sitter.
Okay.
But irregardless, they'll both be in your house. But that way, neither of us have to deal with them.
Yeah. So they're out of your house.
Yes.
But they're in my house.
Correct.
Absolutely not. I barely let you in my house. I'm going to let them in there?
They
won't. Are you kidding? Okay. Rochelle with her Cheetos and her whatever else it is. Not to mention, I'm not going to have pot smokers in my house. I won't
How
do
dare
it.
You? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
I'm not going to have pot smokers in my house. I'm not going to do
they
it.
They don't smoke pot. First of all, Rochelle has a condition, okay? She gets horrible migraines.
TMJ.
She gets a sore
Let's not
throat.
Get into that either. How does a 20-year-old girl who goes to Arizona State get TMJ?
She lost her mouth
None
guard.
Of my business.
She lost her mouth
None
guard.
Of my
she
business.
She will grind her teeth down to the gums if she doesn't smoke one hit of marijuana a week.
She's,
okay. You know what, Brana? That's fine.
Anyway,
that's fine.
Forget
it doesn't matter. I'll work it out.
It was very kind of you to offer.
Thank you. I thought I was doing you a favor by giving you someone to watch your house. Now who knows who will steal what from your house? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be left alone with an empty house.
Okay. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to people then.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
And beginning of your summer.